Jacobs Coaching, the place to be for anybody who's looking to take their career, their sales, their skills, and their life to a whole new level. Welcome back to another episode of James Williams Coaching. Thank you very much for tuning in again, or if this is your first episode, welcome. Today, we're talking about the evening routine. If you've been following my podcast or my coaching, you may be aware of how passionate I am about the morning routine. It's been one of the biggest keys to my success and to so many people across the world. But tonight we're talking about where the morning routine really starts. And that's the night before, which is sort of silly because it's called the morning routine. But the evening routine is really, really important because if we don't get some things right in the evening routine, we might not give ourselves a great chance of starting the morning right as well. Working with lots of high performers, building in a realistic and achievable evening routine, which isn't too strict, but maybe there's a few core things that we're doing when we're trying to set ourselves up for a great day, has been incredibly important and is incredibly important. And I think maybe even more so than the morning routine, evening routines for everybody are going to, you know, what's achievable, what's realistic, what's enjoyable, what everybody wants to do is going to be very unique to the individual. But I think the main message that I'm wanting to deliver in this podcast and might be a helpful reminder or might be something that you're already doing, which is fantastic, is just knowing that the morning routine starts the night before and having an evening routine to depend upon to help you switch off, wind down, relax, and get the rest that you need for that next day can be a really, really useful and powerful thing. So there's just a few quick points. This will be a quick episode like most of them are. I try to keep them short and sweet. And this shall be no different. A few little things that I wanted to share that have been helpful for me and lots of people that I work with is, first of all, preparing for the next day. This is a big one. It can just make it so much easier the next day, whether that's, you know, figuring out what clothes you're going to be wearing, making sure that certain things are packed that need to be packed or that need to be charged, or, you know, if you're trying to build exercise into your mornings and you're finding it difficult, you know, laying out your clothes for exercise the next day, just making sure that you're prepared is a huge advantage and can help significantly with getting going the next morning. So figuring out what that looks like for you and maybe creating a checklist of the things that you need to prepare so you don't need to be thinking about it. It can be a checklist you can access in your phone or wherever, and you can just run through that and go, okay, cool, now I'm prepared for the next day. And it's just something that's going to help us switch off. The next thing is to do a mental dump onto your to-do list for the next day of anything maybe that you weren't able to tick off today or anything that might be on your mind. You know, it could be a phone call that you need to return tomorrow, an email you need to get back to, something that you want to be achieving tomorrow, but you just don't want this to be living inside of your mind because you'll find it harder to switch off. There's a large chance you'll be thinking about it when you're trying to go to sleep or you'll be about to go to sleep or trying to relax and boom, pops up in your mind. I find that if I trust my to-do list as a system that I know that what is on there will get done, then I get a huge amount of peace of mind, or I can get something off my mind if I place it in that to-do list. So mental dump of anything that I haven't been able to accomplish today for whatever reason, or things that I know I need to do tomorrow, I'm getting them out of my head and they're going on that to-do list for the next day. Really simple, but really powerful. The next thing that helps me a lot is to have some time for myself, whether that's meditation, exercise, even just a walk where I leave my phone behind. And it's something that can help me exert any energy I might need to get rid of. Sometimes it's if I've been working too fast, I need to go for a run. I need to release some of that energy so I don't sit down with, you know, high heart rate and feel anxious for whatever reason. I exert this energy, or it's just some space for me to think about the day on a quiet walk without my phone and really helps me. That really helps me separate the day from the evening. So I don't carry that energy into time with my loved ones or for whatever I'm wanting to do in that evening. And it helps me be more present. And to really carve that time out, however that looks, you know, it might be the walk or the run, or it might just be a 5 minute, 10 minute guided meditation, whatever is achievable. That's really helpful for me. The next one is up to the individual and whether or not this is something you enjoy. I'm huge on ambience. Whether I've got something, you know, music ambience playing, some nice peaceful music in the background. I've got the right smells and the right lighting, whether that's dim lighting or some nice candles and some aromatherapy. I just find that really helps me wind down, relax, and just puts me in a great mood. Pretty obvious stuff, but easy to forget when we've been, you know, going at a fast pace all day. And then really the last thing, I mean, there would be so many that we could go through, but the last thing is just making sure that I am prioritizing a good night's sleep. And in my past, you know, many, many years ago, the things that I would sacrifice a good night's sleep for, you know, that one more episode of that show. And at the time I've got to watch one more episode, but not realizing I'm cutting an hour or two off my sleep, and I'm not going to get my 8 hours or 7 hours, whatever's achievable, but I'm sacrificing the good night's sleep, which is going to give me so much more energy and power the next day. I think we underestimate the power of sleep. Or at least I have in the past, and, you know, we can get sucked in, or I've been sucked into the motivational speakers talking about, you know, you don't need sleep 4 or 5 hours, it's all you need, and hustle this and hustle that. But for me, I've underestimated the power of sleep, and it's one of the most important things for me to be able to perform on my A game the next day. So making sleep a priority and it being about self-love, not about, you know, forcing myself to go to bed and thinking of it as in like, oh, I don't get to do this because I have to go to bed, but reframing that and remembering that I actually want to go to bed and I want to get a good night's sleep, and reminding my mind of that. And it's something that's going to make me feel a lot better the next day. So I hope this episode was helpful for you in some way. The evening routine, it's a beautiful thing. It can set us up for the next day, because the morning routine really does start the night before. If you haven't had a chance yet to rate and review this podcast, please do. It helps me grow the audience and you know, continue to share it with people for me. That'd be fantastic. I really appreciate that. And of course, I'll speak to you again very soon for another episode of James Williams Coaching. We'll be right back.